This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington was created in the wake of the last financial collapse to keep financial firms from bamboozling or ripping off consumers. It spends a lot of time looking at the fine print of banks, credit unions, payday lenders. This CFPB says its actions have returned about $11.7 billion to consumers. But the agency has a lot of power, and it is a thorn in the side of banks and Republicans who would like to hobble it or get rid of it in the early Trump administration. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
Critics say the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau burdens lenders with excessive regulation.
It's made it much more costly for banks and non-banks that are in the consumer finance space to operate.
Alan Kaplinsky is an attorney at Ballard Spahr who represents some of these banks. And he says they end up passing these costs down to consumers.
They've had to change the way they do business, some of them increasing the fees that they charge or making credit less available to people who aren't as creditworthy.
Representative Bill Huizenga, a Republican, says his party wants to make the CFPB more accountable. The GOP would like Congress to oversee the Bureau's funding and to replace its single director with a five-member commission. Or, Huizenga says, Congress could get rid of the consumer agency entirely.
It just, at a minimum, needs to look much, much different.
The CFPB was the brainchild of Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, and it's been a flashpoint between Democrats and Republicans for years.
We have been fighting to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ever since Dodd-Frank became law.
Representative Maxine Waters, a Democrat, says the Bureau was created because regulators weren't doing enough for borrowers.
Consumers were not being protected at all.
Now that Republicans control Congress, they have a better shot at getting their way. The question remains, though, where will President-elect Donald Trump come down on this issue? Trump's website says his administration will dismantle Dodd-Frank. Then again, he's also said he'll be tough on Wall Street. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.